How you doing? Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Hey, first off, I want to say God bless you. I really love your show, and I make sure 11 o'clock rolls around. This is what I listen to, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling, too.
I want to quick comment on what Grover said to say about those guys that come on just before you.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to them before. I've even sent them a few videos by Dr. Peter S. Ruckman about tongues, speaking in tongues, and slain in the spirit. And I've sent some literature, and I've even wrote them, would you please respond back? They never respond back. I've even went as far as inviting other Pentecostal pastors to come on my TV program and have a dialogue with two of my pastors and explain, give them their point of view of slain in the spirit, speaking in tongues versus what the Bible says, and no one ever takes the challenge, Pastor Al.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point there, and I challenge people with this. And I say it's very simple. I want to go with what the Bible has to say. And a lot of people talk about, oh, we believe the whole Bible. We go with what's in the Bible. And it's very simple, and I'm sure you've seen this before. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul makes it very clear here. And anybody that's ever, and I invite anybody, if you've ever been in a service where they speak in tongues, or if you've ever watched like Ernest Angley or somebody like that on TV, and read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. You know, it's like the Bible, you know, like the Bible, we said, you know, let God be true and every man a liar, because 1 Corinthians 14 says this very clearly. It says in verse 27, it says, actually, let's go back to verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Then he says, let all things be done unto edifying. Verse 27, he says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, now this is the Bible, this is the Holy Ghost speaking through the Apostle Paul, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if Amen. There is no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. So he's saying here very clearly, if somebody's going to speak in an unknown tongue, and in unknown tongues is just what that says it is. It's an unknown language. And he says only two or at most three in the service. That's not two or three dozen or two or 300 or two or 3,000.
Amen to that.
It's two or three individuals. That's Bible, that's chapter and verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27. Couldn't be much clearer. And it says that by course, which means person number one speaks in their unknown tongue, and then after they finish, person number two speaks. And then after person number two has spoken, then maybe a third one and no more, and somebody has to interpret, because he clearly says in the next verse, verse 28, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and
how
let him speak
that?
To himself and to God, which means the speaking in an unknown tongue is subject to the individual believer's control. And if he knows there's no one who's going to interpret what he says, he's to keep silence. It very clearly says that. And says in verse 33 of the same chapter, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Now, to me, that makes it very clear. If it is supposed to be done today, because the Bible talks about speaking in tongues, then it's got to be done the way that the Bible says that it should be conducted.
Amen.
And in fact, he even concludes the chapter, verse 40, by saying, let all things be done decently and in order. In fact, let me read the verse before that, because people will say, oh, no, it says to speak in tongues. Well, it says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues, let all things be done decently and in order. If it can't be done decently, and if it can't be done in order, then it's not to be done, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And so far, therefore, two, or at the most three, and must be an interpreter. Now, I've been to a couple services in the past, years ago, where they spoke in tongues. And every service that I ever saw, every service I was ever in, violated that plain chapter
Amen
and verse of the
to
Scripture.
That. I've been there too. The
dozens,
same way. I've been Angelique,
multitudes.
And I've been to Shambach and Don Stewart and all
mm-hmm.
of them.
And here's another thing that always makes me wonder. You know, I think Grover had mentioned the slain in the spirit business. Right. And why is it that they have to have people standing by with blankets to cover the women up when they get slain in the spirit? I don't know about you, but when I read "Let things be done decently and in order," somehow I don't think that a woman being slain in the spirit, flying over backwards with her dress flying up, having to be quickly covered with a blanket, is being done decently.
No, not at all. Pastor, also in the Bible, there's only two times where you ever seen anyone going falling backwards, and that was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus stuck his hand out, and the unsaved people
fell backwards.
Unsaved soldiers went backwards.
Mm-hmm. In all other cases, you see people falling forward on their faces before Amen. Him in worship.
And, hey, I'm going to get off here and let you have the airwaves. God bless you. I love your show, and I hope the people out there will send a few dollars to support you because you defend the gospel. And you're bold, and you have a lot of compassion, and I love your show, and God bless you.